Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Or as I like to say, welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and just being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution, as they say. You know, I mean, seriously, you really need to understand. You need to know what's going on. You need to know what other people think and why they think what they think. Otherwise, how do you have a conversation with them? How do you have an open conversation with them? You know, because the left really doesn't think like we do. They don't understand what we think. And even when you try to explain it to them, they don't understand it. So what do they use? They use vulgarities. They swear at you. They'll hit you with something. That's how they fight back. Right? So don't be them. Don't do what they do. Really that simple. I just saw a flash that CNN is admitting, if you would, that, I'm loving this, that the impeachment is not helping the Dems, it's actually hurting them. That more and more people now are less interested in the impeachment process, less interested in what's coming down in the impeachment than they were before. It's just, again, they don't see it. They don't understand it. And they would call those people names. Right? Because they're not as smart as they are. Because you do know that the CNN people, they're all brilliant. And if you question anything, and I mean anything, you're a moron. You're not as educated as they are. You have no right to question them. That's what infuriates me. It's one thing. Listen, it is totally one thing to have a difference of opinion. Right? That's okay. I'm good with all of them. I think that's healthy. But when you can't have a difference of opinion, and the biggest reason being is that because they're smarter than you are? Wow. Well, unless you've been in a coma, you heard that AOC has said that public goods, right, are free to everybody. And she said she's not just promising free stuff to people. Right. Now, AOC, she unloaded on those who qualify her policy propositions as free stuff. The 30-year-old socialist and New York representative, and she was just elected last year, all of a sudden she's smarter than everybody, too. It runs in the family. It runs in their DNA. She expressed her frustration with critics who write off her policies such as tuition-free college, Medicare for all, and expanding public housing as handouts or free stuff. She says, it's not that we deserve it because it's a handout. People like to say, oh, this is about free stuff. This is not about free stuff, she said. She was at a Bronx town hall this weekend. She claimed in her party, who believe in free market orientation policies, try to paint her policies in a negative light. She said, these are public goods. Don't you get it? They're public goods. So I never want to hear the word or term free stuff ever again. You stop that right now. She said, because I'm tired already hearing some of these neoliberal folks who are trying to flip the script on us. I mean, think about that. Think about how entitled she sounds. I'm tired of hearing about it, so I'll have no more of it. Who are you? You represent... This is how full of herself she is. Congress people, they represent 700 plus thousand, about 722 or something like that. 700,000 people here in California. There are 300 and some odd million people in this country. But we'll even, because they like to do it, so we'll even include the illegal ones, right? Like 350 million. You, my young lady, are insignificant in your thoughts and votes in and of yourself. So when you say, and remember, you weren't voted in by everybody. I don't even remember, if somebody could look it up, it'd be great, what the number of votes that she got was. And it's not Kimmunity's fault, don't get me wrong. They should have come out and vote for the right person. But if you were voted in by 25, 30, 35, 40,000, 50,000 people, let's say you somehow happen to steal or get 50,000 votes. It's such a small, insignificant number compared to how many people you're supposed to represent and how many people are around this country. So when you start telling people to shut up and don't say it, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. And it shows you how full of yourself you actually are. Now, she's trying to hang in on the fact that these are public goods. These are things that were offered by the government. Therefore, they're not really free. We talk about how public housing, we say, oh, well, I don't want to pay for a millionaire kid to go to college. Right? She said, that's like they're jujitsu on us. They're trying to pull us over on us. She is a sick individual. AOC argued that tuition-free colleges or taxpayer-funded university health care should be looked at the same way Americans look at roads or libraries, for that matter. She's off. She's like whacked off. The libraries are paid for by public funds, and you get to use them. Just use them. You have to put them back. The same thing with the roads. We pay for the roads over and over and over again with taxpayer dollars. A lot of those people you want to give the funds to, they don't pay anything. So in the June 28, 2018 primary, there were 471,000 registered Democrats. AOC won the Democrat primary with 15,000 votes. 3% of the vote, a little over 3%. So even in her own district, you want to extrapolate that out? What is she, like 0.0013% of the vote for the... Jeez, go back home. Mateo joins us in the after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see you on the real side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Joe Matisse, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. How much is being part of? What do you think? I like that. Anyway, I am Joe Matisse, your host. Evan Sayet joins me, and I got to tell you, you really, really need to pay attention. I'm not joking. He does. When I can get him on... Evan, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe. And I'd be on with you more often if you paid me more.
Wait, what do you want? Union wages? Crazy? I do. We do the old style New York wages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In other words, you owe me a favor, pal.
That's right. There you go. And someday, should I call on you? Anyway.
And that day may never come.
That's right.
But yeah.
Yeah,
it's amazing how The Godfather still all these years later resonates.
Well,
you know, there's one scene, there's one moment in The Godfather, and as I understand it, it wasn't even scripted. When Marlon Brando, when The Godfather is sitting there ordering the assassinations of various people, and he's sitting there petting the cat. You know, the idea that this guy who's murdering human beings, but he loves animals, so you gotta like him.
And so nonchalant, yeah. And by the way, give me a BLT while we're here, and bring me some wine.
Yeah.
And then right back to it. No, I know, it's very, you know, I used to, again, without giving away too much, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in a time when the mafia was very active in that area. And these guys would come to church on Sunday. It was like, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I've murdered 112 guys this week, and I beat up three guys that were committing bad things on women. Can I get absolved over here? Kind of thing. And they really felt like they were being...
Yeah, but who's going to say no to that?
You're absolved.
You're absolved.
Yeah,
absolved.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. You're absolved.
You don't tell me anymore. I don't know who you are. Just move it along. Now that we've done a whole other show, Evan, say it. You know, you got to check out. He's got the most viewed lecture on Heritage in the Heritage Foundation history. Head over to their website. Also, his new book, yes, Apocalypse Now. Christmas is coming up, people. Do not bring this for Thanksgiving. You don't want anybody to poison your food. But get it for Christmas, okay? It's great for friends, especially for those ones that kind of lean left a lot. You know what I'm saying? You want to get that to them. You want to be able, because you want to help their heart pump. You want to make sure they get the exercise they need when they chase you with the book down the street. And it's a great gift for kids, too. You want to give your kids a great gift? Give them peace of mind, and the book will help them with that. So,
Let me just very quickly explain. It's written in rhyme. It's written in verse. It's illustrated by the great editorial cartoonist A.F. Bronco.
Oh, yeah, great guy.
And it's humorous for adults. In fact, when it came out for the first 3 weeks, which is as long as I think Amazon does this, it was the number one new release in the political humor category. Right? So, but it's a children's book, and what it does is in rhyme and humor, but it lists one after another all the apocalyptic threats that we were terrified by, that the left used to terrify us going back all the way to the 70s. So it starts with a little rhyme about global freezing, and then it goes on to talk about the hole in the ozone, acid rain, and killer bees, and mad cow, and swine flu. And by the time you're done reading it to your kids, or your kids read it to themselves, they recognize that this new threat is just the same old leftist gimmickry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember?
It's just all under the headline. It's just all under the headline of environmental hysteria.
You know, and I know you already know this, and it's probably in your book. I always tell people, I go back to the original Earth Day. Okay, not one. I'm telling you, not one of the predictions that they made has even come close to becoming true. In fact,
on this Earth Day, which is when I actually released Apocalypse Now, the kids' book we're talking about, it was on Earth Day of 2019, CBS News, for some reason, decided to rerun the Walter Cronkite reporting from the very first Earth Day. And at the end, he almost has tears in his eyes, and he rips off his glasses, and he talks right to the camera, and he says, "The message is clear. Act now or die." That was half a century ago.
Well, you know what it is? I think we have proof now. I've often wondered why the left can't get a budget down straight. They can't really get the numbers together. Well, it's very apparent now. Because if you recall, in the very first Earth Day, we only had 5 years. Right, to make a change. We had 5 years to change things. That was 50 years ago. These people obviously don't know how to plus and minus and whatever. Go ahead.
Calculations. That's the problem when your entire political gambit, when your business model is predicated on the fact that the world's going to end tomorrow. Every day you need to come up with a new threat, because when it didn't happen today, well, it wasn't global freezing, so we'll call it global warming. Oh, the Earth didn't end, we'll call it climate change. Oh, the Earth didn't end, we'll call it climate catastrophe. They have to keep changing the name of it, because every time they say the Earth's about to end, when you put a time limit on it, you know, they say by the year 2005, New York City will be underwater, and 2005 comes, you now have to invent a new threat.
I did a piece the other day. I want to hear what you have to say on this, okay? And I was doing this piece, and I kept saying, there was a young man that came, I think he's 23 years old now, or however old he is, and he actually created, at a very young age, 18 years old or something like that, he actually created a product that would clean the plastic out of the ocean, right? I mean, he was actually doing something. And you didn't hear much about him, did you? It wasn't all over the news. You didn't hear, but this little Greta girl, she comes out, and all of a sudden, she's got a million views on her video. So apparently, yelling about something, bringing something to their attention is noteworthy. Actually fixing it, not so much, right?
Well, but that's the thing. The left doesn't really want to solve problems. You know, this is often said cynically about the pharmaceutical companies, that they don't want to cure cancer because if they do, they'll have no more clients. All right, well, that's not true of the pharmaceutical companies because they've already cured smallpox, chickenpox, polio, whooping cough, diphtheria. But the socialists have cured absolutely nothing because they don't want to cure things. Socialism is based on victimhood. And so if people's lives are going well, how do you convince them that they're victims? Look, one of Saul Alinsky's rules is to rub raw the sores of discontent. All right, so not only do they need discontent, but they need to then make it worse. That's their goal. It's written. Okay, their leader, the guy that Hillary Clinton wrote her senior thesis about, a hagiography, as if he were a saint, the one who Barack Obama spent his entire career emulating and following his rules. He says, quote, rub raw the saws of discontent. So when you look at Baltimore with its rats, and L.A. with its diseases, and San Francisco with its feces, and Chicago with its dead bodies, this is 50 years of socialist rule. There's only two possibilities. Either socialist policies don't work, or they do work to perfection. And
they do work to perfection. He's right. So it's in your house more with Evan saying after the break. Don't go far. He's got a lot more to say, and you have to hear it. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A dangerous snowstorm is moving through the nation's midsection on a path that started in Colorado on Monday and is set to end up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula by Wednesday. And the busiest travel day of the year is right in the middle. Weather Service forecaster Jim Hayes.
This storm has already produced as much as 31 inches of snow in Estes Park, Colorado. That snow band is now moving out into the Central Plains, affecting portions of Kansas and Nebraska. They'll move through Iowa, up through Minnesota and Wisconsin during the overnight into Wednesday morning.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the east, from the mid-Atlantic to New England, are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 55 points, the S&P 500 up 7, and the NASDAQ up 15. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Welcome to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You got to love the guy, because I love the guy, so you got to love the guy, too. Anyway, you know who it is, right? Back at it with one of my favorite guests. Evan Sayet joins me, and I love when he's on with me. Can't keep up. Now, remember, you can always play this back slow. I don't think they have, I don't think you can do that anymore. You used to be able to do that with tape and albums. I don't think you can do that in recordings anymore. He's got the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. You got to head over there and check it out. Also, his book, Apocalypse Now. You know what? Not a joke. And matter of fact, Evan, chime up here, but you can get this at Amazon, right?
Of course. Okay. Amazon.com, EvanSayIt.com,
right.
Yep.
Yeah, and you got to get the book. I mean, I'm not just joking. It's not because he's a buddy of mine, but a few people I know that have got the book, they love it. And
Dennis Prager.
Go ahead.
Dennis Prager calls buying the book nothing less than a public service. You know, because the children are who they go after.
Right.
And they so terrify them. Which is horrible. It's horrible to use fear tactics on children. It's child abuse. It's disgusting. It's evil. What we need to do is talk to our children about it. And this book is a fun, funny way. The kids that I've witnessed reading it love the book. You know, it becomes one of their favorites. It's because it's funny and it's fun and it's well. The illustrations are by A.F. Bronto, who everybody out there knows, even if they don't know that they know him. He's just one of the great editorial cartoonists for our side. And please, everybody who's listening, everybody's in the chat room right now, get a copy and make it a stocking stuffer. Make it a gift to your grandchildren. Right. Because you lose the children, you lose the next generation.
It's not $50 a book, people. It's not like you can't afford this. But listen, Evan, to your point that you went over at a million miles an hour, you know, I'm on school board, and I went looking through some of the history books because I'm irritated at how capitalism takes a beating, right? And you and I both know that if you do your homework, you find that capitalism does raise people out of poverty. But they tout socialism in these history books. They tout, not communism, they touch on it, but socialism is what the books are pushing. So our young people are coming out They're not really being taught real socialism, and that capitalism only works for the rich, and that's part of the problem.
Right, and then they're not being taught the real anything. And you know, I'm working on my next project, which is going to be a 50-page book. I made it 50 pages, because that's exactly how long. That's exactly how long Thomas Paine's Common Sense was, and I don't want it to be the kind of something people pick up and go, well, I got so many books to read. You can go, oh, this is only 50 pages. Let me get through it.
Yeah.
And my argument, one of the points that I make, and one of the things that I find so stunning, is how often the socialists actually tell us what their plans are.
No.
Like I just said with Alinsky. But so Howard Zinn, who is the author of the single most described text on American history in our primary schools and universities, Howard Zinn says, objectivity is undesirable. He then explains why he then rejects objective facts and puts falsified information, objectively false narratives, into his history books. He says, if you think that history should serve a social purpose, if you think that it should in some way advance the causes of humanity, then you make your choices based on that. So in other words, Zinn comes right out and says he's a propagandist. He's a socialist propagandist. He admits it, and now there are only two possibilities, because it's the single most assigned text in our schools. That means that all of these professors, all of these history teachers, either don't know that they're being lied to because they're that stupid about history because they've been indoctrinated by the schools themselves, or they do know and they agree that lying for the socialist cause advances the causes of humanity. You know who else believed that? Joseph Goebbels and Leni Riefenstahl and Adolf Hitler. They believed that you propagandize in order to advance the causes of humanity in the way they see it. And by the way they saw it was socialism. Hitler was a national socialist, all right? Now, the left tries to convince us that his evils weren't his socialism, they were his nationalism. Well, Hitler wasn't a nationalist. Right? The fact that the word national, that he headed up the National Socialist Party, makes him as much of a nationalist as LeBron James, because he plays in the National Basketball Association. James doesn't play basketball in a local basketball association. He doesn't play basketball in a regional basketball association. He's a basketball player in the National Basketball Association. Yep. Hitler wasn't a socialist in the local socialist party. He wasn't a socialist in the regional socialist party. He was a socialist in the National Socialist Party.
We know what they're teaching. We know what they're pushing down. And I get the biggest kick out of this when you ask these kids what this stuff is. They have no clue at all. Let's talk a little bit about, because, you know, you're the sports guy. I'm not. But apparently this weekend there was a protest out on a football field in the middle of the game. What a better way to get your point across than screw up a bunch of fans at a football game, right? That'll go far, wouldn't it?
Well, here's what I take from that, and this is also in the book that's coming out in the new year. Right now, everybody get a pocket line now. It's paperback, so you can roll it up and put it into a Christmas stocking. But I'm telling you, it will give your children peace of mind. Right, here's what I take from the protest. You know, the left has this gimmick that they use. Because they're liars and because they're vile and don't care about things like truth and justice, they insert a modifier before those words to change the meaning of the word to satisfy their political agenda. For example, every decent person knows that you need to be correct in your facts, in your reasoning, in your conclusions. If you're not correct, but the left just doesn't want to be correct because they want failure. So they insert the modifier politically before the word correct, and it changes the meaning of being correct.
That's right.
From comporting to fact and evidence to comporting to anything the socialist says. All right? The socialist hates the concept of justice. They thrive on injustice. All right? So they insert the modifier social before the word justice, and that changes the meaning from reasoned and reasonable and response to anything that advances socialism is just. Anything that gets in the way of socialism is unjust and needs to be punished. Right, so they want to attack nationalism. But they can't, because there's absolutely nothing bad about nationalism. Nationalism is great. Nationalists stay within their own borders. They don't invade their neighbors like the socialists do. Right? Nationalists respect their fellow citizens. You know, in fact, the two greatest nonviolent movements in human history, Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi, both succeeded peacefully because they appealed to the nationalism. The British, they appealed to the Brits and said, hey, if you're really a nationalist, then you have to grant us our independence. And the nationalists said, you know, you're right. And Martin Luther King said, you know, if you're really a nationalist, then as a fellow citizen, you have to give me my equal rights. I'm a fellow citizen. And the nationalist said, you know, you're right. So since there's nothing racist and there's nothing bad about nationalism, the left has inserted the modifier white before the word nationalism. So now the ideology that renders racism impossible, nationalism, you know, they're diametrically opposed. The nationalist makes laws based on common citizenship without regard to things like race. Racism makes policy based on race without regard to common citizenship. They are diametrically opposed and mutually exclusive. But once you insert the false modifier white, you turn nationalism into racism. And of course they say we're white supremacists. But nationalists cannot be supremacists. Socialists are supremacists. Globalists are supremacists because they believe their ideology should rule the entire world. And it doesn't matter if you're a Marxist who thinks one class should rule the world, if you're a National Socialist, if you're a German Socialist and you believe one race should rule the world, if you're an Islamicist and you think one religion should rule the world, or if you're a Democratic Socialist and you think one idea theirs should rule the world. Globalism is by definition a supremacist ideology, and socialism is globalist. And one of the proofs of the pudding is, compare and contrast when conservatives, American nationalists, when we protest. Look, we despise Barack Obama's socialist policies just as much as the socialists hate Trump's nationalist policies.
All right. Hey, but when we hold on 1 second. They're going to roll, but people might forget what we're talking about. I'm talking to you. You're talking with Evan Sayers. I tell you guys, I told you, once he gets rolling, there's no stopping him. That's why you got to have him breathe, take a break. You too. You breathe, take a break, warm up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're going to do. Come on back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Okay, so it's for my time. Joe Mussini in your house, just in real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back to the man that pulls it all together. I mean, seriously, I have to take notes and go back and catch it later. All right, so if you just tuned in, right, if you're just back with us, I've got Evan Sayed on the line with me, and I love when he's on, and you know, I could actually, he's so knowledgeable on this stuff, I could actually just ask him a question and go make a sandwich, and he could inform all of us. I mean, seriously. And this is the thing that we're hearing bounce all around the place between nationalism, bad, but globalism is good. Seriously? And if you didn't hear him a few minutes ago, you go back and get the last segment, but finish up on what you were saying, because it's so true. I mean, nationalism, it's just like everything else. They take an abortion bad, abortion good, adoption bad. So nationalism is now bad, and globalism is good.
Everything that's good. Look, this is the argument I make in my original book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks.
Another great book.
That the modern liberal is not only always wrong, he is always as wrong can be. He is diametrically opposed to everything that is good, right, and successful. And so the idea that we're the supremacists. Compare and contrast when we protest leftism, like the Tea Party movement. A million nationalists, a million American patriots showed up in Washington, D.C., and in no way interfered with the rights of the people that we disagree with. We didn't block the streets. We didn't destroy property. We didn't violently assault them. We didn't mace them. We didn't. But when a liberal, when a leftist protests, they plan from the very beginning to do nothing other than to deny their opponents their rights. Because we as nationalists won't do that even to our opponents. We will not stifle free speech because that's your right as a fellow American citizen. And the nationalist respects your rights. It's the supremacist who says, my idea is right, and if you don't like it, I'm going to punch you, I'm going to keep you from getting to your job, I'm going to destroy your property, because my idea is supreme. It's socialism that's the supremacist ideology, not nationalism.
No, I agree with you. And people don't, you know, again, I know it's very simple, but shouldn't we be taking care of our own? Shouldn't we be getting ourselves secure and set and on a solid foundation before we're reaching out, helping somebody else? Because if we run out of whatever the resources, time, energy, what have you, you know, you're going to leave somebody in the lurch. You're going to hurt somebody.
Look,
you're going to be worse off.
You're right in one very, very important sense, which is, you know, just like on an airliner, they say put your oxygen mask on first, right? Because if America, which is what has created all this prosperity around the globe, which has created all these medical technologies that have allowed man to now live till 80 when he used to just 100 years ago live to 30, if we were to die because we didn't take care of ourselves. But what the nationalist believes is this, that the world with its 8 billion people, its 7,200 languages, its 4,200 religions, plus a whole host of further complicating factors like varying climates around the globe, varying topographies, varying resources, varying soils, it's just too complex for the kind of one-size-fits-all policies that the globalist thinks that he can create. Right? What we believe is the best way, the most efficient, the most effective, the most moral, the most prosperous and progressing way to organize the planet is through nation states, where local leaders with first-hand knowledge of the local realities make policy for the local inhabitants. So it's not just, hey, we need to take care of ourselves. It's that when people make decisions at a local level, they're going to make better decisions than somebody off, whether the capital is Moscow, whether the capital is Brussels, or wherever their one world government is going to be. The world is simply too complex. So when you make a decision that's good for the people of Madagascar, it's going to be different policy than what's good for the people in Vladivostok. So even just from a common sense angle, nationalism says let the people who are closest to the issues, who both have firsthand knowledge and experience the firsthand consequences of policy, make that policy. But the leftists believe, no, we are so smart, we are so superior, we are so that every other ideology needs to be vanquished from the planet. I mean, one of the arguments that I make in my upcoming book is, you know, you always think of people who want to take over the world as Hitler or Lenin or whomever. Do you never think about John Lennon? Nicest guy in the world. Nicest guy in the world. But if you listen to the song Imagine, it is the Communist Manifesto.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, in order for paradise to be achieved, you need to eliminate the people who believe in property rights, no possessions. You need to believe in the people who believe in national sovereignty, so kill all the nationalists, and all the people who believe in religion. So they have to get from here to there. Even John Lennon would have to find some way to cancel, you know, that's what we call it now, the cancel culture.
Yeah.
Even John Lennon would have to have found some way to wipe out a billion human beings. And that's what the Democrats want to do.
He couldn't sing a third of his songs today without them protesting him, all right.
Oh, and by the way, he rejected that song. He apologized for that song. saying how naive it was. He, in fact, as I understand it, wanted to vote for Reagan.
Wow. All right, two quick ones before we run out of time. One is, I got to have some fun with this Democratic lineup, right? They rail against white people. They rail against rich people. They rail against rich white people. And who do they give us? Bloomberg, Stiers, Bernie, Warren, Biden. They're really delusional, aren't they?
No, they are absolutely delusional. Look, there is no truth in socialism. For example, by the way, that's why they add the modifier my and their to the word truth. I'm just living my truth.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Well, when you, right? That's why they add those modifiers.
Definitely.
No, it's really mind-blowing. But what gets me is when they call us whites. Well, they call blacks who don't support them Uncle Tom.
I know.
And yet it's Maxine Waters. yet it's Maxine Waters who lives in the big house.
I know. No kid won't even live in her own district because of what it's like. All right, impeachment. The circus that was going on there for a while. Is Congress actually going to impeach him, or do you think that they'll back away and just go, it's wasted effort because the Senate won't take it up to cover their butt?
No, first of all, they don't care that it's wasted effort. The whole thing's been wasted effort. They knew there was no there from day one. It's all about the liberals have nothing with which to argue affirmatively for. You'll notice everything about liberalism is pointing fingers at everybody else and saying it's their fault that you're failing.
Yep.
All right? Even Lenin's song doesn't require anything of the individual. If only the whole world would change. If only everybody who believes in God would stop believing in God. And if only everybody who wanted property would just give up all their property. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change at all.
Wow.
So everything is about victimization. But here's the problem. What if you're doing well? What if Donald Trump comes along and suddenly you have jobs? Suddenly you have rising wages. Suddenly you have all the, well, what's the Democrat supposed to do?
Ooh.
How is it, on what issue can the Democrat run? That they have rats in the street and rats are fun? I mean, what, you know, you're stepping over a pile of dog crap in San Francisco. What policy? The only thing the Democrats have ever run on is you're a victim and they hate you. I mean, even Joe Biden campaigned on, they want to put y'all back in chains.
No, that was great. That was a great line. I mean, seriously, look at it. And he took on that Southern black draw. All right, listen, we're out of time. EvanSayIt.com, right? That's where they can find everything you got going on.
EvanSayIt.com. Apocalypse Now is a perfect Christmas gift. Everybody, right now, go order a copy or two.
So we'll wait. Go ahead and order because we're going to watch the screen. We're going to make sure you guys are ordering right now. I know where you live. Anyway, it's almost
in your house. If they're in the chat room, you know their names.
That's true. I do. And I know where some of them live because they've ordered stuff before. All right, Evan, listen, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me, man. You know, I always love when he's on with me, too, because he's full of energy. He's full of information, real information. Okay, I mean, not the stuff that you hear in some of the other stations. Real information. And again, he's got a couple of books out there. Check him out. Just go to EvanSayIt.com. Go ahead, EvanSayIt.com. All right? He's got his stories posted there, both of his books. The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. I always tease him. I said, you know, the subtitle on that presumes that they think. Right? I mean, think about that. And then Apocalypse Now. So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, write it down. 855-732-5563. Holy cow! Does Ilhan Omar, does she have a problem? Okay? They may be able to prove that she's been passing sensitive information to Iran. Why do you give... this is where the Dems totally confuse me. This is where Nancy Pelosi totally confuses me. Why do you give these junior legislators these kind of positions? Especially ones like her and Hill and AOC and the rest of them. Don't see your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. after the break.